The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Talk radio 790 KABC. A very good Friday evening to you and yours. Thank you for joining us on this live broadcast. It's good to be back at the KABC studios. Thank you, as always, to Frank Motek for a great job. And I'm looking forward to the next 2 hours. Wayman is on the board. Adam is screening the calls. And you can be my guests if you'd like. The phone lines are always open to you. 800-222-KABC or 800-222-5222. On the program tonight, in no specific order, we hope to cover some, if not all, of the following topics. Electric vehicle mania may be over. We'll give you that story. The wackadoodles at the World Economic Forum released two stories this week. One saying the future of cars may no longer be in private ownership. They're talking about seizing complete control and some really weird side stories to that one. But the even more bizarre story, something they've been pushing for a while, are you all ready to eat insects? Good Lord. A judge here in California has blocked California's COVID-19 misinformation law. I think that's AB 2098, if my memory serves me correctly. An evolutionary theorist says that the way the government's handled COVID was the greatest blunder in human history. If that's not enough, how about Big Pharma taking over the food industry? Yep. Who's behind the attempted shutdown of personal gas use at home? How about one word? Billionaires. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, we've got audio later on the issue of abortion, health rights, whatever euphemism you may use, or wait till you hear her justification. It's going to take a couple of run-throughs to really grasp what she says. It's so shocking. And lastly, a Texas police department has rejected a gift from a Christian mobile company. Now, these are just some of the stories I hope to cover. There's obviously many other stories as well. The media is all over the video of the police beating and the eventual death, tragic death of Tyree Nichols. That's everywhere. Body cam showed the brutality of what happened. Speaking of body cam, did you see the Paul Pelosi thing? That was rather strange. And there's other stories as well. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, getting a higher up at Pfizer to spill the beans about the jab. And then the assault. And just, it's unbelievable the videos that we're watching. But that's our culture. Everybody's got a camera these days. So you name it, you can watch it if that is your penchant. And also, again, last but not least, I'd love to hear from some of you on an issue or a topic that means a lot to you. 800-222-5222 are always the numbers to call into the program, 800-222-KABC. Let me begin officially with an announcement I shared last Friday night. I've gotten many emails. Thank you for many of you being concerned about this program. I had said that quite possibly tonight would be the last night of this broadcast. Well, as it turns out, we've got another month. So we will be here at least through the end of February. I don't need to get into the weeds about what's going on, but that is the official word. This program will be broadcast tonight and then in future Friday nights through the end of February. And as we reach the end of February, I will give you an update. Speaking of the end of February, my ministry is hosting a men's event Saturday morning, February the 25th. And I'm going to spend a moment on this topic. Then we'll break and come back with stories and your phone calls, and we'll jump into what this program will have tonight. But maybe some of you are new. You're just surfing the dial or hitting your digitals, and you hear, who's this guy? And I'm not sure what's going on here. Let me just say a little bit about my heart, my passion, which is men's ministry, or even more to the point, just men's issues. I think our greatest crisis in our country is the lack of men being men. I have a men's ministry, and we're doing an event on that Saturday, which is free. Stereotypically, over the last 4+ years, we've had different events. We've charged. We feed you breakfast. But we have decided in this new season, which I think is an urgent season, we've had enough people say, well, you know, I can't afford whatever it is. Okay, no more excuses. The event is free. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Los Angeles. We've got some stellar speakers. One of the speakers I hope to have on either next Friday or the week after, my dear friend Daryl Strawberry will be there. He's flying in from Kentucky. He has an overnight event. Some others as well. A former SEAL Team 6 man named Eddie Penny. This guy has stories to tell. And others as well. I'll be there. We'll do a question and answer session. And so all you have to do, if you plan on coming, just do not show up. Go to franksontag.com and make your reservation. We obviously have to have a head count. I've had a bunch of guys call me over the last couple weeks. Oh, I'll be there. And did you go online yet? No, but I'll be there. No, you may be shut out. We may be filled up. You can't just walk in. So go to franksontag.com and make your reservation. We had limited originally to 5. We've changed that. If you've got a group of 10 or 20 guys, just go online and register. And here's what I want to say about men. Where are they? You look at culture from a cultural vantage point. There's a debate now that somehow there's more than 2 genders. You may have seen the shocking graphic photo of a bunch of guys in underwear this week. I don't want to get too graphic here, but the headline, "All People Bleed," or something like this. Like somehow men can have a monthly cycle. This is the big push. And me, I've been accused of being misogynistic because I say things like men can't give birth. Oh, that's shocking. Of course men can give birth. This is the culture we live in. And I say, no way, no how. God didn't make mistakes. God made male and female, man and woman. And so men, we're bombarded in this culture that says, well, to be a man, be careful not to be toxic because there's toxic masculinity. My generation of yesteryear, I was raised at a time where we know what a male role model was. Now, it may have been a little over the top. First one I think of is John Wayne, for instance. But now we live in such a seeker-sensitive culture. I don't feel, I'm offended. I don't feel safe. I need my safe space. Don't say that. That's offensive to me. Or guys think to be a man, you have to be balanced with male and female energy. Now, look, I just want to be honest here. I bought that lie, hook, line, and sinker for 21 years. I was a New Age teacher. I taught workshops on this stuff. To be a man, you got to be more sensitive, more caring. And I'm not saying that's not the case. But God didn't make mistakes. Men have a seminal sense. And I'm not talking about machismo or you got to walk around and be a knuckle dragger and you got to beat everybody up. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an inherent sense of wanting to be a protector or a provider or a leader. We're all the leaders. And I get it. Being a leader is a lonely walk. To be a true leader, you're going to take shots. Not everybody's going to like you. But we live in that time where, oh my gosh, I have to have everybody like me. Or you make a post on Instagram. Oh, how come I've got less likes this post? What is there something missing? Or we have selfies. We're so self-obsessed. And I say, a true man ultimately is a man of God. But my ministry is not just about leading men to God. First and foremost, it's about talking, speaking, having just men come in with their testimonies about what they've done with their lives, crash and burn, famous, great achievements. And then they realize there's something missing from their lives. But the last thing I'll say is, it's almost as if we live at a time where men are looking around by which they think they need permission to be a man. Like we're afraid on some level to just honestly embrace our birthright. And the greatest lie going is that men do not have virtually a solid grasp that they are a son of the Father of the universe. That he loves them just the way that the intention, that the God-given purpose of a man's life. Same with a woman. You're God's beloved daughter. But we've gotten away from God. We've turned our back on God. So we inspire men. We challenge men. We encourage men to be men. That event that's going to be happening, LA will not be the same after we're done on February the 25th. If you want to come, just casually observe. Not get engaging or get involved. You can do that. Just sit all day and write notes or meet Daryl Strawberry, whatever you want to do. But I say it's time to step up. Go to franksontag.com, reserve your seat. And we hope and pray that you'll be there. Doors will open at 8 a.m. We'll feed you breakfast. And the event is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. locally here in Los Angeles. All right, I'm way late for a break. 800-222-5222, what's on your mind? Any particular issue or topic you want to call in and share or even maybe take issue with something I've said on the air tonight or past programs, whatever you want to do, you can be my guest tonight at 800-222-KABC and more of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Before we get into the topic at hand, which is food, let me remind you that one of our great sponsors on this program is someone that would like to bless you. Now, there's many ways if you go to Rejuvio Med Spa in Pasadena, they have a lot of things they can offer you. Basic aesthetics, if you want to kind of, you know, work on your look, they do that for sure. They also do things like regenerative medicine. 2 weeks ago, I had a torn rotator cuff in my left shoulder. I went in for a PRP injection, and today is 2 weeks, and I'm at about 80%. I couldn't even lift my shoulder before. Actually, I had my right one done about 6 months ago. So they do something like that as well. It's an amazing place. They have all sorts of non-invasive, safe and effective technologies, cutting edge, that will help you. Even ease pain. If you've got, pain in your joints, there's all sorts of things they can do for you. Non-invasive and really a blessing. So Rejuvio Med Spa is in Pasadena. And if you decide to go there, all I can tell you is you will not regret your time there. And I'm searching for the number. Where's the number? Here it is. 626-551-4800. 626-551-4800 or rejuvio.com. Rejuvio is like it sounds. R-E-J-U-V-A, rejuvayou.com. Hey, do you like to eat? Do you have a favorite food? The first food that comes to mind for me is pizza. I just love pizza. Probably close behind it if you want to call ice cream a food. But I like eating. skyrocketing rates of obesity and diabetes in the United States raise questions about what we're actually eating, whether today's food acts more like a drug, and how big pharma benefits from our industrial food diet. One investigative podcaster, a man named James Lee, looked into the situation. Lee discussed research conducted by a man named Dennis Burkitt, an Irish surgeon who hypothesized that people in high-income countries generally have, quote, severely fiber-deficient diets and related health problems, mainly due to the overprocessing of natural foods in those regions. Stay with me. You're not going to believe what you're going to hear. Lee pointed out that grains, such as rice and wheat, naturally have fiber in them, but this fiber is typically removed by industrial food companies when they process the grains to make consumer products. Lee said, quote, "It's profitable to sell food that is fatty and sugary and salty and addictive," adding that it's much less profitable to sell food that's wholesome, high in fiber, and minimally processed. There's more. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want to lose 5, 10 pounds, New Year, resolutions. We do have a problem with obesity in our country. But if you're like me, I mean, I'm a former jock. I competitive athletics for years. I care about my health. I'm at a point in my life where I don't know what to eat anymore. It's like, you know, at one time it was, you know, meat and potatoes and then no meat. And now some people think it's about, you know, vegetarianism or veganism or a plant-based diet. There's all sorts of, you name it, it's out there. So listen to what this researcher says. While one would hope U.S. regulatory agencies would emphasize the importance of dietary fiber and limit the amount of highly processed food products allowed in the market, Lee said there is a systemic problem in which the FDA, who are supposed to advocate on behalf of consumers, is itself in large part funded by Big Pharma. You're like, what? What does Big Pharma have to do with food? Listen to this. The American Academy of Pediatrics just 2 weeks ago issued new clinical guidelines for treating childhood obesity that's now including recommendations for physicians to offer weight loss drugs and surgery to children that are obese. Lee also provided information with a historical rundown of how big tobacco companies took over big food companies. Bet you didn't know that. I didn't know it. Including R.J. Reynolds, who spent nearly $5 billion acquiring Nabisco, and Philip Morris with $5.75 billion of General Foods way back in 1985. Having spent decades optimizing the speed in which their products delivered nicotine to the brain, Lee says Big Tobacco then, quote, continued to harness that science in their food products by turning food into another addictive drug. Stay with me. With little to no protein, fiber, or water content to slow them down, Lee asserts that highly processed foods are engineered, quote, to hit your taste buds, light up your reward and motivation centers in the brain immediately, followed by a secondary hit of dopamine when it gets absorbed into the body. So it's like, oh yeah, good stuff. But it's as if it's not even talking about food anymore. It's like they're describing some kind of super drug that they genetically modify to hack our brains. Most of the food that we eat, highly processed, very little nutritional value. And if there's ever a time to take responsibility for what you put in your mouth, it's right now. Not only because of the issue health-wise, heart disease, obesity, all that. But now there's a big push. If we don't get it together and start saying no thank you, the next thing you know, there's going to be a push to replace things like meat and poultry with insects. Now, this story, I'm going to edit because the entire story grossed me out so much when they got into the weeds about what type of insects and concerns and what the insects eat, it's enough to keep you up for a few nights. But let me read this one. The European Commission recently approved, yes, it's Europe, but it's coming to a town near you, approved two more insect species for human consumption, even after acknowledging concerns about the bugs triggering allergies, as the World Economic Forum is extensively promoting insects as a source of protein for people. The WEF has been pushing for the adoption of insects as food for human beings. Why? Arguing that they should be used as a replacement for animal proteins because of their low ecological footprint and supposed ability to reduce climate change. When in doubt, throw the climate change in there. But getting people to eat insects, well, that's going to be a bit of a challenge. But believe me, the propaganda is on its way. According to a report by the German Environmental Agency, 46% of people surveyed cited disgust as the main reason they're not willing to eat insects. I'm there. See, show of hands. Yeah, well, in America, a lot more than 45%. The willingness to consume insects as a substitute for meat is very low. Stay with me. In an article published last year, the WEF, the World Economic Forum, promoted the consumption of insects to reduce climate change, arguing that insects may offer more protein compared to meat. Yeah, right. Their article states the following, quote, this is where it gets a little, I hope you're not eating dinner. Quote, of course, not all insect protein is created equal. For instance, crickets, certain ant species, and mealworms are known to be protein and calorie-dense stars in the insect consumption world. Stay with me. Article goes on to argue that insects require less care and upkeep compared to livestock. Hey, there's a good selling point right there. Hey, you know, mealworms are in the ground. Hey, you don't have to, you know, feed them and clean their pens. And here's one of the biggest lies. When it comes to climate change, we hear lies all the time. Listen to this one. The World Economic Forum says that the world is running out of protein. Yeah, right. While pointing to the rapid growth in the human population. See, this is where they're kind of like the sleight of hand. Quote, the benefits of using insects as a food source must be weighed against all possible challenges. It states that consuming insects can come with a number of food safety hazards, do you think, that must be taken into account when considering it as a food source. Here's the last part, the part you got to be careful not to get too queasy on. And I edited all the other gross stuff out. Some of the concerns include biological agents, bacterial, viral, fungal, parasitic, as well as chemical contaminants like pesticides, toxic metals, and flame retardants, all in some of your favorite little insects. The WEF's admonitions to move away from meat consumption have been met with some opposition right here in the United States. We're going to close with a guy that obviously has his faculties in full tact. Representative Mike Flood from Nebraska wrote in a January 19 tweet, quote, the globalists are at it again, pushing their plans for shifting the world toward a vegan diet as they dream of ending meat production. If the WEF wants to learn how to feed more people more efficiently, they should come to the great state of Nebraska, where it happens so that the people who do the work can show them how it's done. Can you imagine eating, and they're pushing crickets now. This is the latest one. Yeah. Crickets for a snack. Mmm, good. How's your dinner? 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. By the way, if you're new to the program, you more than likely do not know I have an email address I can give you right now that's private, that comes right to me, and I've gotten two emails from the last segment. One is from listener Caden, another is from Will. The email address is frank@kmgministries.com. If you want to share something and not necessarily go on the air, you can send it right to me. I've got my screen wide open, and it will come to me while I'm on the air, frank@kmgministries.com. Listener Caden says, thanks for ruining my dinner. And Wayman was just talking about this, talking about eating disgusting insects and beetles. It's a throwback to Fear Factor when, you know, people would be confronted with, was it money they'd make if they eat certain? I think that's what it was. Chance at 50 grand. I mean, I've got such conscious suppression when it comes to that program. But it's like the same deal. Eating disgusting things while being told, oh, it's good for you. It helps save the planet. Yeah, right. So, Caden, thank you. And Will sent me an email about the first segment and the gathering on February the 25th. If you missed that, we have a free event for men only. And yes, in the last year and a half, we've gotten some pushback because it's a men's only event. In fact, let me tell you both of those stories in a moment. But Will wants to know, is like Daryl Strawberry going to be available for photos and autographs? Of course he is. All the speakers will be there. Some will have books, book signings. So if you want to get kind of your look took with some favorite person, yeah, absolutely. We're going to make room for that too. So for information, go to franksontag.com. 2 points about the men's only issue. We have been blocked by Facebook and Instagram, where we cannot promote the event because we have been labeled, wait for it, we are not inclusive. A men's only event, they won't let us advertise because we won't let women in. Can you imagine? This is the day and age we live. And it started about 18 months ago. We did an event in Orange County, and we had some women protesting outside. They were from one of the local chapters of, I don't need to give them any attention, but they were irate that somehow we were, what was the word? Man, they threw all sorts of stuff at us. They tried to get local media out there, and I think local media even kind of laughed at that. They insisted that they should be allowed in the building, that we're intolerant. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with just a men's only event? Right? I don't want to crash some women's Bible study or some women's event. Why would I want to be there? Let women hang out with women and talk honestly and transparently about women's issues. Yeah, right. We're going to have women at a men's only event where guys are going to talk about things like, I mean, you fill in the blank. And we encourage our speakers to talk boldly. None of this Patty Kate softy stuff. Guys get up there and give some radical testimonies where they just are all in. And you can't do that if you've got, you know, you can't speak that way with women in the audience. So, Will, yes. Daryl will sign autographs, others as well. And this is a men's only event. FrankSontag.com for all the information. We've done men's events since 2014, so that's 8 years. And I've just watched culture change. 8 years ago, they were like, wow, great idea. Men are isolated. Men kind of stay to themselves. We don't talk about our struggles. And that kind of changed, 2014, 15, 16, 17. Our events grew. We were getting like 3,000 guys to an event where they were just hungry to just hear somebody say, look, I'm battling this too. We have an outreach through my ministry with LaVie Counseling Centers. You know, guys that are struggling with substance or alcoholism or gambling addictions. We got help for you. But you got to take the first step. And then the big P word, the porn word, you know, this is like supposedly one out of two men are addicted to pornography. What do you do? I mean, it's everywhere. Me growing up, you had to kind of hide and go to 7-Eleven and, you know, maybe buy a Playboy or something, and you felt really ashamed to do that. Now you just hit a button on your oxymoronic smartphone. It's everywhere. But here's one of the things we say to stop that stuff. In fact, I'm going to say something I bet you've, well, I won't say you've never heard. But I have a way by which if you're struggling with such things, this is something to just think about. Now, we hear things like blockers or websites that, you know, will keep you from looking at certain things. Look, it's everywhere. I got the TV screen on right now. I just saw a commercial for, I don't know what it was, but the three women basically had no clothes on. We're sexualized everywhere. Guys are visual. But I tell guys two things. If you're struggling with pornography and you have a smartphone, get a dumb phone. Get a flip phone. Get off the friggin' internet. Well, I have to check my emails. Okay. Well, you know, rationalization or somehow denial, 51st state of denial, a lot of guys live. But here's the one I try to tell a lot of guys, and it takes a little time. Here's what changed for me. Now, hear me out. I have friends that, one friend is the former Dodger general manager, Kevin Malone. He has a sex trafficking ministry in Las Vegas. He moved his family to Las Vegas because he was so burdened by what's happening in the sex trafficking industry now, where young girls under the age of 16 are being trafficked right here in the United States. And we look away. That's how it exists. And part of the reason it exists because there's a supply and demand issue where dudes are so broken that they're paying money to be with young. It's just it's evil. But here's one of the things that I try to impart on the men that come to our events or take some of our studies online. When my daughter was born, every woman you look at, believe it or not, has a daddy and a mommy. Was a beautiful little girl at one point. Something went wrong, whether their family broke up, whether they got strung out, God forbid whether they're trafficked. That's why I always say, I don't understand how somebody can live in this world and not have faith in God. That is God's beloved daughter. And you have to start seeing it through that lens. And I'm not saying it's not a battle. Again, we're visual everywhere. Like yesterday, I was sitting at a crosswalk. Where was I? I was in the valley, and I mean, it was cold out yesterday. Some woman was just walking across the crosswalk like it was summer, and she was showing her goods. And I'm like, I just, you know, you look away. It's a battle. But you got to be willing to battle. And I'm so crazy. I when I think of children, that if we don't defend children, in fact, we're going to come back with an audio cut from Gretchen Whitmer, the Loopy Lou governor of Michigan. If we're not willing to battle for children, man, you can call it a day. Forget these idiots and these liars that talk about global warming and climate change. Planet's not going anywhere. We don't have that kind of power. But if we can't even defend babies or children, if we're not willing to stand for them, God help us. So that's a long way around talking about struggles with manhood and the flesh. The Bible talks a lot about, I mean, Jesus even obviously in parables, but talked about, you know, if you look, you know, pluck your eye out. Better to have one eye than two eyes that are wandering and all sorts of things. But you have to be willing to go, okay, enough is enough. And you have to be willing to take a stand. Most men struggle with the idea that we don't have intestinal fortitude or a strength inside. And I'm not saying you got to walk around being yoked to the nines. You know, some guys are just naturally a little soft, effeminate, whatever. But you're still a man if you got certain parts to you. And God makes you a certain way. And I just think it's time to make a stand and take a stand. So I hope and pray you consider coming to that event on February 25th. It's in L.A. It's free. You will walk out of there changed. FrankSontag.com. All right, more of this program as we continue. Phone lines are open. We've got one brave soul on hold and a wide open board. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790-KABC. Talk Radio 790-KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. I got a doozy of an email from listener Eli. Eli, call the program. We'll put you right to the front, 800-222-5222. And I promise I won't be mean to you on the air. Eli says, I've listened to talk radio for more than 20 years, and I've never heard anybody more arrogant or pompous than you. Eli, my brother, call the show. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. 800-222-KABC. Now, I will say this, and I don't want to get too far down the road here with Eli, because he's not here to defend himself. But I'm really being honest here. I'm not some sensationalistic on-air personality that this is a shtick and I try to be controversial and confrontative. I've been in talk radio since 1985, and there's different generations of talk radio. Early on, I remember people would say, so what do you do? And I was kind of proud. Talk radio then had some level of responsibility and meaning, and I really took it seriously. Then we kind of got into the shock jock era where DJs and talk radio people, it was all about just, you know, yelling and screaming and taking the least common denominator. In fact, I produced a show for 1 week. I was asked to produce a show. And I had a meeting. I needed the money. I was single, broke, living in an apartment in Santa Monica, rent control. And the boss said, hey, this person could use a producer and we'll pay you X amount. And I'm thinking, oh, it can't be that bad. So our first meeting, it took me 5 meetings to say, no way. But the first meeting was, what are the events of the day? And there were some people there that threw out some ideas and some stories. And I'll never forget. They honed in on one particular story. I don't remember the topic, but this is what went down. It was presented to the host, and it was a male host. And he says, what is the most controversial position to take on this story? And they said, well, this. And he goes, okay, that's what I'll use today. And I'm thinking, wait. Gosh, this is 86, 87. I was like 30, just gotten a radio. And I was rather shocked, like, wait a minute. This guy's going to get on the air and say something he doesn't believe just to kind of, you know, churn things up. And that's a lot of what talk radio was for a time. And I'm not speaking ill of, you know, on-air personalities that change their names. But my name is on-air and off-air, Frank Sontag. And everything I say, I mean. And I have no need to be right. So, Eli, maybe it's safer to send me another email. I'm not beyond saying, you know, let's meet for a cup of coffee or something. Ultimately, I'm a follower of Christ. I'm a Christian. I'm you know, my Lord says, and I'm not calling you an enemy, Eli. I hope I don't have enemies, but I'm called to love my enemies. People that disagree with me. Heck, I was probably you not that long ago, Eli. I've been very confrontative and very acerbic in most of my life. I was a radical environmentalist. I used to believe in climate change. I'm not even going to begin to tell you some of the things I did to take action or go to protest. We did some illegal things, actually, because I was so passionate and thinking I was on the right side. So I just would ask you to maybe listen more, call in the program. pompous, arrogant. Okay. I am pretty sure what I say. I've got a few years' experience. I've done a few things in my life. And I'm not beyond changing my mind. So if you want to pick a topic, you made reference to climate change, call me, 800-222-5222. All right, we've got some callers on the screen. We're going to take more calls on the other side. I've got a couple of moments. We're going to save Gretchen Whitmer for the other side as well. I saw this breaking. A new, more dangerous COVID variant has been detected. It's called BS24/7. It attacks common sense and destroys evidence-based medicine. It spread via mainstream media, Fauci and the CDC. This guy, this is brilliant. The newest COVID variant is called BS24/7. I saw that one and had to read it to you. It's pretty good. Here's a story out of Virginia. Ex-Virginia Tech soccer player Kirsten Henning has received a $100,000 settlement for being benched after she refused to kneel for BLM before soccer games. This goes back about 16 months. Henning claims she was benched after head coach Charles Adair became frustrated with her political views, which often differed from those of her teammates. According to Henning, her coach put her in a position where she had to demonstrate against the views being imposed on her, and then he punished her for not participating. Look, I'm all for freedom of speech. You want to protest? Okay. I think there are certain venues, certain ways that you can do that. And I think about whether it's athletes or first responders, like during COVID, those that just said, look, I want to keep my job. I mean, the summer of, was it 2020, when we saw rioting and there was good kind of protests and bad kind of protests, and there was a real agenda being pushed here. Now we're finding out, hey, there was a whole concerted effort to shut down at least some level of dissent. There's a great story here in California. I think it's AB 2098 has been at least held up in courts, which is the medical propaganda COVID-19 misinformation law, where doctors could be really severely hurt if they just want to kind of go against what we hear nonstop, which is, you know, take your 14th booster and all will be well. Versus, you know, just doctor-patient privilege. Like, if you have a doctor, should be able to say, hey, you know, I think this stuff, you may not hurt much of, you know, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, it's a couple bucks. Hydroxychloroquine has been around for decades. If you've ever been on a mission trip, you go to an area that has a lot of malaria, they give you hydroxychloroquine. It's like a 50 cents a tablet. Strange how that is, right? But the idea of standing up for your beliefs, some people have really paid the price, especially in relation to COVID over the last couple of years and the lockdowns. As a Christian, I'm called to count the cost. I have no problem standing for my faith, and I will be persecuted. I will be attacked. So be it. Again, men's gatherings. I could tell you stories you wouldn't believe. All right. 800-222-5222. Paul and Rick are on hold. We've got about five open lines, 800-222-KABC. So we'll take some calls on the other side. Gretchen Whitmer, we have an audio clip that you're not going to want to miss as it applies to, oh, I mean, there's all sorts of euphemisms, and it's about abortion. And her position is just, you have to hear it to believe it. The World Economic Forum says the future of cars is in the cloud and control. We'll get to that and a lot of other stories as well. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. If you miss any of this program, you can go to our podcasts almost immediately after at franksontag.com. We post virtually right after the program. And you can email me anytime at frank@kmgministries.com. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC.